This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BetOnline is your number one source for every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get into the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV as BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride. The ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop fucking.
Through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Karma del momento. Paisa no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K. Yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK. Putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali. Get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
And hey, Sotomayor is a Latina, and right. She's been getting like all this money from schools and shit like that. Like, they're all guilty, dude. Just so you know.
Well, tell me a politician that hasn't got. Tell me anybody.
All right, that should not be allowed.
Well, but here's the point: the problem. Judges have to run for their positions. Okay, they have to get elected. You get donations. Like, where are you going to get the money to get elected president? You need, like, donate. Like, bro, this all the our system is based on the politics that basically the donor classes run the show in this country right now. We can see it, like, you know, from pharma to, you know, the food lobby to just, there's so many things that, like, that they pay to have influence, you know?
Look, I just looked this up because I couldn't remember the facts.
Right.
There's a case. She made $3.7 million off of books. In her case, the documents reveal repeated example of taxpayer-funded court staff performing tasks for the Justice's book ventures, which workers in other branches of government are barred from doing. Okay? Shit like that, bro. That's, you should not be using taxpayer money to do that. Like, they get away with a lot of shit because no oversight. I'm glad you're aware of it. I don't agree with it.
But we can open up the Pandora's box of all the wasted taxpayer money that goes everywhere. It's just absurd. Yeah.
Right.
But let me finish this email from the Patreon mailbag. It's another one from Enderveer from Toronto, California. And he writes, disco's gay, yet I'm having a great day. And he puts this guy's a corny emoji guy. For this homophobic content calling me gay, we're going to suspend him.
Why are you letting two in there, Joe? From the same guy.
So we can suspend
Yeah, so now we suspend him. He's got the second mailbag suspension. That's 2 weeks for homophobic content and two emails. And the question is, memories of your... See, this is a generic... Bro, you got to ask more specific, okay? Memories of your experiences in Japan. How did you communicate the restaurants or bars there? How was the overall experience in Japan? The WCW Japan guys, the random marks, the food and drinks. I'm going to answer this first. I went to Japan with Henry Hubbard. The experience was hysterical because Henry was constantly yelling at everybody and stuff and things that he was miserable the entire time. We communicate the bars and restaurants there because Japan is a very educated country and a lot of people speak English. Okay. How was the overall experience? I will say this about Tokyo. Okay, when we would be on a bus or a train, I've never seen a more populated place in my entire life that I visited. Connor, were you with us? You didn't go to Japan with Henry Hubbard, did you?
No, but I've been to Japan.
We were on a train. You've been in Tokyo, right?
Right.
And we were on a train, and we were going on the outskirts of Tokyo. Dude, I've never seen. We were going miles and miles and miles where you would look to your right and look to your left, and all you would see are just buildings and population. Like, you would never see, like, an open field or like open area. It was just, like, the most populated place I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, how? These people must be freaking miserable living, like, this many people living, like this close to each other. But it's a very, you know, advanced society. The other thing I noticed is in Tokyo, they always had, that's the first place that fashion companies like Versace and all these people, Armani, it's the first place clothes go to is Tokyo, Japan. Okay. So they send them there and they see how it sells. So you go like in downtown Tokyo, there's these huge Armani buildings. It's just great for shopping if you're not an extra large. Okay. Cause you would go in the malls, and the malls are kind of weird. The malls are like 7-8 stories high. And it's, you know, like you go to a mall and it's big, wide, like the ceiling is huge above you. Bro, this is like walking in like a building, like an office complex. The walls are, you know, it's like, you know, the walls are 10 feet high. You know, they're not that tall. Like, so there's 8 floors and the stores are kind of like, you know, lower ceilings and stuff. So it's kind of a weird experience, but it was like the clothes were like nice as hell, but you just couldn't, I couldn't find anything to fit. Like, extra large is not like it. That's the X and double X are not like sizes you see in Japan, you know? So what about you, Conan?
Well, you got to remember, I did go to a place that I thought was more populated than Tokyo, which was Hong Kong. Jesus Christ. But anyways, and I loved Hong Kong. Very expensive. That's the main thing I remember. Right. Very, very expensive. Okay. It was really a trip because my room was really small. It was for like a Japanese guy. And I could literally, from my bed, turn the channel with my feet on the TV. And maybe if I were to take one step, I was in the bathroom. I had to alternate between deciding if I would sleep in the room with my luggage or have my luggage in the hall so we could all fit. It was a really small room.
Right.
The other thing was food. The places I went, they did not speak English, but they had the food like in these plastic things and you just pointed to it, because I went with Norman Smiley. We were like, what the fuck? And the other thing was like using the bathroom. There was a hole in the floor and I was like, is the bathroom broken? Mm-hmm. And then I would go and there was another hole and there's another hole. And then I just saw some guy take a squat like a catcher and take a dump. And I was like, what?
Real quick. Yeah. The one thing about food, it was the first time, then they have them now in the States. But back when I went, I'd never seen the sushi restaurant that has a conveyor belt where you sit at the sushi bar and the food is on the conveyor belt. So it's very simplistic. It's very easy for an American. You just see the food come, you take the plate, you stack up the plates and go pay. So they don't even have to speak English.
Right. Food, everything is not like, you know, in the United States, how they give you big portions of everything, very small portions.
Right.
People very, very polite, unlike the United States, who are very aggressive, you know, in a lot of places. Tokyo's like New York, bro. You know, it's just a lot of buildings, because when you get out of Tokyo, there's a lot of green and farmland and cool, you know, it's really wide open space. That's basically what. And I also went to a club where they didn't allow any non-Japanese into.
Really?
Yes.
And they let you in there?
No.
Wow. That's interesting.
Remind me of Northern Ireland.
Okay, so that's going to be our Patreon mailbag.
Just one suspension. That's a record.
Yeah, only one. But there are not a lot of emails this week, too. Nothing from Brian Dunlop and Jared Aviat either. So maybe the all right. So let's go to the Mark's mailbag. The normies. This one's from Jordan Cisco Different Cisco. The subject is AAA at Elias. First, sorry if this doesn't make full sense. I just moved to the U.S. and no worries, Disco, legally. So don't try to deport me, LOL. But English is my second language, and thank God for autocorrect. Joe Conan Disco, I love the ICP interview. And I'll say he's over down in Mexico if you saw the amazing AAA show. Conan, thank you for bringing him to the promotion. I love the show, fellas. Thanks for all the hard work. What are the chances we could see Elias in AAA? I really think he could get over here in Mexico. He's a student of the game. And over on Pat McAfee's show, he said he went to high school with Elias and said all Elias would ever talk about as far back as middle school was different types of wrestling. I'd love to see him make an appearance and get some heat. Or maybe put a mask on him. He's got a good body. Also, what are the odds we see Super Kalo in AAA anytime soon? And do you think Angel Berto will re-sign with WWE and that boy Wardlow will be in WWE? Thank you for your time. That's from Jordan Cisco de Francisco.
There's a couple. Okay, there's like
three or four questions. All right, so Elias.
Right now, no. We're full of Americans. In the future, maybe.
Okay. Super Kalo.
He's been in AAA, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you think Angel Berto will re-sign with WWE?
Yes. Where else is he going to go?
All right, they're making good coin there, right? Of course. And that boy Wardlow, will he be in WWE?
I would think so. Why would
I think, Joe, look up if Wardlow re-signed with AEW.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting has come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. Called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack link provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then. Because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and displaying. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delay through cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately, so buy with confidence knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided in the explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's mint. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Otani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you do expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are up front. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's ArenaClub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at ArenaClub.com/K100. Boom!
Okay, next is from Ricardo Scott Ulrichter, and the subject is debuts. Hello, K100. First time writing in. Loved you guys at WCW, the one I watched over here. Disco, your music was on fire in Conan. I love you, and the rap is crap for you. I know that's your favorite song. Joe, what promotion did you wrestle for and under what gimmick? You've never discussed. My question is, it's his other question. My other question is, was the Wyatt Family Six debut the most destructive debut of all time? They laid out Gunther, Braun, Dom, and shot Chad Gable. I'm sure they'll mess it up, but that was great. I feel like they need Braun Strowman to join. They reminded me of the Nexus, but have been better. What do you guys think? Partial to the NWO? Conan, when will you have AAA streamed in Belgium? I love Gravity, Commander, and some of the other great high flyers I've seen. And I'd love to see more, especially Gravity. Love from Belgium. Thanks, buddies. That's Rick Scott Ulrichter with love from Belgium. Also, Euro predictions, lads. I'll start with the Euro prediction. Belgium stunk in their opener. By the way, they're supposed to be a lot better. Yeah. Okay, so let's go over these questions. Joe, what promotion did you
do? Keep the Euro predictions first and then go to Joe.
I like Portugal, Germany, England, Italy. You know, all the top teams. I don't really think when it all comes to fruition that any of these underling teams are going to be going.
Did you see that kid that's 16 years old and scored a goal for Spain?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, unbelievable, right? Ryan Garcia was out in the clubs last night in Vegas, by the way.
Really? How was he acting?
Drunk, hammered. Okay, so, Coney, will you have AAA streamed in Belgium?
I have no idea. I would think so.
He'd love to see Gravity.
He's brutal. Well, you can watch him on the indies. I am Gravity. Luchador. Yeah.
This guy is actually doing a better job of promoting AAA in Belgium than you are. Because he said he wants to see Gravity.
Well, Gravity's not in AAA.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Where does he...
Bro, I would never book somebody like that. He's an indie guy. He's an indie guy. He's Bandito's brother. And Tony likes to make the wrestlers happy. That's cool.
Oh, so that was what it was?
He got a lot of
airtime.
Because he's Bandito's brother.
Yeah. Airtime,
bro, everybody's there on the friend thing. I saw Brian Cutler now. They gave him a gimmick. It is brutal, dude.
I saw Collision, right? I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, wasn't it bad?
I haven't seen it yet.
Till you see it. Find it, Joe. Find the promo he did. It's only like 2 minutes. It's terrible. Look at this.
Okay, next is some Manny Mutter. And the subject is Icy.
Thank you, Ricardo, for listening from Belgium.
Wardlow, I can't find specifics, but it looks like not this year. He's not one of the guys that expires this year, but he definitely wants out per the scuttlebutt.
Okay, this is from Manny Mudhar, and the subject is ICP beef with CM Punk. Greetings, K100 crew, longtime wrestler, listener, former patron, and multiple-time writer here. I enjoyed the segments with Violent J from ICP on the podcast recently. He's always been a good storyteller. Earlier today, Violent J posted a sensational rant going off on CM Punk, making claims that Punk is a bitch and wouldn't shake Jay and Shaggy's hand in TNA. Attached is his rant. Do you have any idea what may have caused heat between Punk and ICP? This is the first I've heard of any issue between the two, and I cannot find anything. I know Disco worked with ICP and TNA. Did he witness anything? And thank you, as always, Manny Mudhar. Union City, California, PS, SKG. So we already read this. The Violent J rant. He hates Punk for some reason. They didn't shake his hand.
What do you mean some reason? He says it. He says it. Yeah. The thing. He wouldn't shake his hand, and he made fun of his mom's bank account, and he talks shit about Colt Cabana, who he's friends with. He says it in the thing.
Right.
Okay. What are you asking us this?
Well, here's the thing. When Punk was at TNA, I didn't really share a lot of communication with Punk at all.
Right.
Like, he was kind of like Raven's guy. He was still kind of like he was an ROH guy.
Right.
Okay. And Raven, because he hadn't been in WWE or WCW before.
Right.
Before. And he was like, so from kind of from the indies, and Raven had him in his group and promote, you know, Raven talks him up a lot. Right. But I never had any heat or beef or it. I had just no relationship with the guy. But I thought it was funny that he was kind of like running his mouth, him and Teddy.
Right.
And him and Teddy, where did they had their fight?
Right.
You know, which I thought was like, I didn't know any of their history from Ring of Honor. Like, I didn't know any of this because I wasn't a Ring of Honor fan, you know?
Right.
But you got any comment on this?
Well, he says it, why he's mad in the thing. And
right.
When I saw Punk there, I thought it was very different because he had that long blonde hair, kind of like, he had a different look. You know, had the Pepsi logo. He had the fucking shorts, long shorts that said Punk. And I always thought, like, him and Samoa Joe, like, why don't you guys dress up like we used to do, you know? But they were, you know, they were that generation that didn't want to really do the pomp and circumstance. They wanted to just kind of look grunge, indie. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. you know, and I thought he was a little bit outspoken for somebody that just got there. Other than that, I really didn't interact with him.
Next is from Donald Willeggs, and subject is Scarlet Problem. Question for all three of you guys, although maybe specifically Cody, in case you have any scoop on this. Do you guys know why Scarlett Bordeaux is not being booked as a wrestler in WWE? It's not like she can't wrestle. We've seen her work good matches at Impact, AAA, etc. She's even wrestled certain matches for WWE, so why is she being booked as a manager while Maxine Dupree is wrestling way more often? Is she injured or something? She takes bumps a lot, gets involved a lot. I think someone like her, and not be a creep, but she's effing gorgeous, could get over huge in record time as a wrestler. I think she's had injury issues. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe we could find this out. So, do you get any comment?
I have no idea why they're not using another wrestler.
Yeah. Maybe they have enough women as it is. Next is from Jimmy Lennon. Jim Lennon. Subject is Lexus King. Question for Conan. I know that you watch NXT, but I'm interested to know what you think about how they've used Lexus King, Brian Pillman Jr. since he joined. When he was in AEW, he was so confused as why Tony Khan was doing that at all.
Real quick, time out, Disco. If you look at the banner going across the bottom of the screen here, after this Arena Club ad, you will see the suspensions.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. So follow, subscribe to the K100 Rumble channel at rumble.com, K100 Conan. Is the exclamation point part of the suspension list. Endervier, 2 weeks. Brian Dunlop, 1 week. Sean KB, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so when he was in AEW, I was so confused of why Tony Khan was doing nothing at all with him over the years he was there, and I assumed him going to NXT would have him booked as their top guy, but it seems like he's stuck in their mid-card and never gets booked on their PLEs. No one cares about what Marks think, though. I hope Jared Aviat is aware of this. We want to know what you guys think. So Jim Lennon just took a shot at Jared Aviat. I'm sure if Jared Aviat's listening, he might respond to that. Well, bro, he's learning how to do TV at NXT. It doesn't matter if you're booked as a top guy or a mid-card guy, whatever. You know, like once you get out of that system, you've learned what they've taught you, and then you go up to the main roster. They have different plans with you. You know,
and he gets a lot of TV time, and he gets a lot of promo time, and he gets a lot of character development. They are not doing a bad job with him.
He's a featured character.
Yes,
I'm going to actually watch an NXT show tonight while I'm at work. So,
yeah. You got a really cool look too.
They're doing good numbers too. They beat AEW last.
They got a good show.
Boy, what was the excuse for that? I wonder, huh?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco-free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available in 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. You like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here, and I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera, but at the same time, it's a habit, you know, so I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches, and actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch, because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive, and if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it, and it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified, so no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
Robert Bailey Jr. is subject to question coming down the aisle. Yo, yo, yo. Cody, did you get to choose a theme song in the ECW? Back in 95, you can see coming to something from the Rocky IV soundtrack. And if you got to choose your music later on in your career, what would you have chosen? I always thought something from the Dog Pound suited you. What Would You Do? Or Snoop Dogg's Who's Got Some Gangsta Shit? And what about you, Disco? If you had to choose your music, would you have stayed with that high-pitched Jimmy Hart jingle or gone with something from The Who like Won't Get Fooled Again? Last question for Disco. Would you have entertained a stint in ECW? Always thought an interaction between you and the FBI would have been money. That's warm regards, Robert Bailey Jr. I would have worked at ECW. However, I was not a fan of the product. I was never a fan of that product. Here's what I was not a fan of. I thought it looked stupid to stand there and let a guy hit you over the head with a chair and you wouldn't put your hands up to protect yourselves. And I thought that was just like, I'm like, what are you doing, guys? Put your hands up to make it look real. You know, you're literally doing it for real, but you're not protecting yourself, so you're making it look fake while you're doing it for real. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But Joe liked it, so go figure. I would have liked Funky Town to be my song if I could have used a disco song. Either Funky Town or Night Fever from the Bee Gees would have been really cool entrance music to use. What about you, Conan?
Why would Disco choose The Who for a disco character?
Isn't it?
You know what?
You know, it was a really good one that he used it everywhere. Was Eddie Gilbert, of course, came out to Hot Stuff.
Hot Stuff, yeah.
What a great entrance song, though, right?
Let's be honest. People talk about, like, the greatest ring musics of all time, right? And, like, you could talk about, like, people bring up The Undertaker, DX. You know, these are great songs. And honestly, the DX song, I'm surprised, didn't really make mainstream. That's a song you can play mainstream and I think would get over. But in the history of professional wrestling, guys coming out to songs, you could not duplicate like how great it was when the Von Erichs were fighting the Freebirds in Texas and the Freebirds would come out to Freebird and Kevin Von Erich would come out to Stranglehold by Ted Nugent and Kerry would come out to Tom Sawyer. Those are like the greatest rock and roll.
Three great songs in a row. And not only that, because I saw this the other day, bro, it's Jim. Because the Freebirds were three guys, but for some reason, four guys came out of a car. But they come out of a limo, and they come into the fucking back part.
I saw that too. Right.
How that great was that?
Yeah, they show them showing up in a limo with their songs.
And they show them all the way to the ring. How great was that?
I think I retweeted that, and you probably saw it.
Maybe. Then I also loved Bad Street. That was a great song.
That's a great song too. But let me then also too. You can't underestimate how great the Road Warriors coming out to Iron Man.
That was great. Another one. Ready?
Right. Go ahead.
Ready? Ric Flair, 2001 Odyssey.
Right.
How great was that?
In all honesty, you can talk about self-made songs, but the fact that those five songs were from the five superstar characters of all time, what great music, you know? So
all classic rock. Right. And another one that I saw, I'd never seen this. So I guess this was from Bill Watts' territory. I saw this for the first time the other day. The one where Arn Anderson meets Watts in a gas station. And they start fighting in the gas station and then the cops come.
Yeah.
What a great angle.
Yep. Yeah. There's
When wrestling just looked cool and real. Now, ECW,
Not to mention Sandman getting to come out to enter Sandman.
Right.
You know, could you imagine if he had a generic song coming out?
Yeah, he had never gotten over.
He had a generic song years later when he was WWE, and it, you know, he was Sandman, but it wasn't his name, of course, or when he was Hack, you know.
The Junkyard Dogs used to come out to Another One Bites the Dust.
That was great.
That was super cool.
And would dance to it, too.
Right, yeah.
Raven's Raven coming out to The Offspring back then was like a
perfect. That was it, but
it says here, right, Conan. I don't remember, but it says you came out to Murder Was the Case by Snoop and ECW, I guess, is what the site says, anyway.
I did come out to that.
What song? Like, if you could have chosen your own ring music,
Murder Was the Case.
Oh, really?
And I would have picked America's Most Wanted, Tupac and Snoop Dogg, if I had to pick another one. But I loved ECW. I loved everything about it. I loved Paul Lee. I liked the dressing room. It was wild. I loved the fact that right next to the ECW arena, there was a store that we would always go to, me and Ray and everybody else, and buy hip hop shit. It sold a lot of
Foreman Mills.
Huh?
Foreman Mills.
We were always in Foreman Mills, and I liked everything about ECW.
Joe, would you consider yourself an ECW historian?
I probably know enough. Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, I wasn't even around that long, so it's not hard to.
Well, you had all this great stuff from the angles back 30 years ago for Conan to use it as promos against Tully Blanchard, so. Next is in the Wyatt Family 7.
Wait a minute. Oh, no. Wasn't there some guy that asked Joe about what promotion he was in and all
Oh,
that?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. What was that?
Oh, I was Florida, Fallcroft Backyard Wrestling in Wilmington, Delaware, Alley Wrestling.
Wait. Florida, and you're in Philadelphia?
Oh, Fallcroft.
I meant to say Fallcroft.
Championship Wrestling.
You go down to Wilmington. And it would have been really weird and different if I was a little bit younger, because then I would have been doing it when YouTube and stuff kind of hit. And now these kids travel and have matches against the other leagues and stuff. And it just sounds like
the little I saw of the tape that you have let us see, because I know there's more, not that little clip. You look terrible. So I doubt you would have been traveling anyway.
Absolutely terrible. All right. Next is some Brad Price. This is Wyatt Family 7. Hey, what's going on, K100 crew? You used to write in awesome, took some time away, but wanted to write in and let you guys know how much I've enjoyed the new content and guests as well as the shows reviewed lately. So thanks for continuing to keep it 100. My question is about the debut in Wyatt Family. They're supposed to debut tonight, the Monday to Clash of the Castles. Rumored to have Bo Dallas, Eric Rowan, Nikki Cross, Joe Gacy, and Dexter Lumis in the faction. While the vignettes and QR codes have been really good, in my opinion, how do you guys think WWE should book the group? My worries are that it's a group of jobbers, and they'll continue to be booked as such. I believe they should have Braun Strowman join the group and give the main event credibility. Maybe have a scenario where the Fiend mask keeps showing up in Braun's bag or locker. Uncle Howdy keeps telling him he always wanted it to be used, stuff like that. With Braun resisting and fighting the faction, getting wins, but then finally joining and possibly becoming a new version of the Fiend, sells merch. I'd prefer they not call him the Fiend, though, maybe call him the Monster or something like that. How would you all book a creepy angle like this? And also, was the Dustin Rhodes 7 gimmick supposed to be a Russo swerve all along? Thanks for an amazing show as always, and it's Brad Price from Bluesburg, PA. Brad, you actually commented enough here with all these angles before ever seeing them debut, okay? I haven't even seen the debut yet, but I would agree that from what I heard, they booked them very strong.
Right. They definitely weren't jobbers.
The way you should book a new faction if you want your show to remain relevant and interesting.
Do you have a picture of the faction, Joe? Because I want to see who exactly is in it. I remember the gimmick. I just was, because it said he's asked if it was a swerve.
I have no idea. Next is from John Kamapa, and the subject is Triple H wins again. Back in April, Triple H caused drama in the wrestling world when he bashed wrestlers who, quote, can't handle the grind, unquote. Will Ospreay took this one personally, embarrassed himself on Dynamite with a teenagerish ICW pay-per-view promo in front of a 30% full arena, by the way. And since that promo, Will Ospreay continues to mention Triple H's comments, even though some of AEW's biggest superstars have been publicly telling him to drop it. Well, seems like Triple H was right all along if he's talking about Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay cannot handle the AEW schedules, confirmed here. The headline came out that Will Ospreay is going to take a sabbatical. Let me see. The headline says, Will Ospreay set to take sabbatical from AEW after a hectic schedule. Fightful Select reports that Will Ospreay has been given the week off following his recent schedule, including appearances at Double or Nothing, Dynamite, and Collision last week. He's expected to return to action next week once again. I don't think that's a big deal. They're flying him back and forth from England, for Christ's sakes. So, maybe it's just they don't want to spend the money on the flight for a week or so, you know? It's not cheap.
Out there, or was it just me?
I guess you got kicked out, yeah. Visually, the show improved when you were gone.
When you guys weren't here.
It's a better visual. Let's see that faction. Yeah, that looks pretty cool. Well, Joe, can you click it and make it big screen?
Yeah, I was just trying to find a better one.
Well, that one's fine. The one you got right there, the right-hand corner.
Yeah, I just don't know who's who there.
Yeah, I don't either.
How many are there? Five? One, two.
Joe, see the thing to the left. Joe, yeah. See the thing to the left. Okay. I was going to say this.
See if you can.
I have no idea who's who because they're all got masks on.
Nikki Cross in the front, and then
wait. Time out. Okay, hang on. I saw this. They actually have the list of the swimmings. There's one, the buzzard, and so okay.
Okay, Joe Gacy and Nikki Cross tweeted about it, so they're in it.
Yeah, but who are they though? Nikki Cross's sister Abigail, the witch. Eric Rowan is pull the picture up again, Joe. Eric Rowan as Ramblin' Rabbit. So he's the one with the rabbit. Dexter Loomis is the buzzard.
Isn't there a better picture than this? This is in the dark.
It's all like...
Yeah, but that's how they that was the only vision we had.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah, because they were in the dark of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.